Good evening and welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner, village pastor here at Holden. And I hope that you grabbed a little sheet of paper on your way in, which has on both sides two little musical refrains that are going to be used through the service tonight, which will be led by Ellie McCann.
Good evening. This evening's Vespers is maybe a little bit different than normal, and so I wanted to offer a short word of invitation and explanation as we enter into this time. We invite you tonight into a conversation. A conversation between text and context. A conversation between word and prayer. A conversation between Palestinians and Narnians. This past Lent in the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Jordan and the Holy Land, the church to which I am called as communications assistant, we conversed with, over, and about the book of Isaiah. It's a text that is both difficult and important, and can really change depending on how you look at the context and how you approach references to Israel or to Zion. And especially in 2 Isaiah, the people of Israel are in exile. And there are moments in Isaiah in which hope really comes into the midst of the exile. And so we looked at 2 Isaiah in particular, looking at the concept of hope in exile, and referring to those who are in exile under oppression and calling for God's justice. And so each of the pieces tonight, I invite you to take as one bit and piece of an ongoing conversation. The psalm will converse with the reading from Isaiah, and they'll go right together. The reading from Isaiah will go into a video of some of the Palestinian students that I work with and their response to a question that I asked them. And then it will continue a conversation that the Narnians and I started this morning as they got a preview of this video. And we had a chance to sit and talk, and they wrote some letters. And as you leave, you will find a large portion of their letters on the back wall, and I invite you to go and read them as you go out, because they are all wonderful, and I thank them all very much. But we will use five of them as our bidding prayers tonight, as texts that bid us and call us into silent prayer. And so after the video, we will invite the Narnians up, and they will teach you a song. And they will invite you into a time of prayer with their letters as the texts that we will reflect upon as we pray silently. So I invite you into the conversation. Paper over there. Oops. We'll start with the psalm refrain, which is on one of the sides of your text, whatever side does not say Yarabah Salami. And so you all have the refrain to the text that our choir will sing. So I invite you to sit back and listen to the text and see what comes out of it. The psalm refrain goes like this. I'll sing it once and then invite you all to join us.
In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing help. In your great mercy, O God, answer me with your unfailing help. Save me, O God.
Let us pray. God of hope, in Christ's Passover from death to life, you restore the fallen and rebuild the broken. Turn to us in your great compassion and answer us with your unfailing help. For you are the strength of your people, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43. But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, who formed you, O Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. Word of God, word of life.
If you could tell the people outside the world anything about yourself, about your life here, about your culture and your people, what would you want to tell them?
I would say to everyone that don't believe the media. It's what they say isn't always true. We're not terrorists. We're kids. We're normal. We're teenagers. We're like any other teenager. We're hoping for
Pakistan become free. What would I tell them? Give us the chance to explain what ourselves, because there's a lot of things that we are now suffering from it, like the war or something like this. So if you just know better about us before you judge us, so it's good.
And actually, it just shows that Arabs equals let me see. They think we're terrorists. Arabs and Muslims are terrorists, and that's not it. That's not true.
Well, I would tell the world that Palestinians are really civilized. I mean, like, not that we live in tents or we ride camels.
But I want them to know that we are teenagers, we are people who are living just like you are. Like, we are teenagers all over the world, we are the same, we are people, we are human beings.
So basically, I want people to know that Palestine is there, and Palestinians are good people, and we do live in hard circumstances, but we got used to it, and it's okay. I mean, like, you have to see half glass full, not half glass empty, you know?
And so my little message is, you cannot plant love and freedom in a specific place. You have to plant it everywhere, so as to grow with a meaning and with joy.
Dear Palestinian children, I am sending you this letter from a state in North America called Washington. I am 7.5 years old, and I live in Oregon. Why I am in Washington is because I am visiting Holden Village, and Pastor Ellie just showed us some of you telling us about your letters. All of them are so wonderful. Have any of you ever gotten over the wall? I wish I could meet you. Sincerely, Annika.
Dear Palestine friends, us Americans are not being fair to you. We judge you all as terrorists just because of certain people. I will never think that is fair. We are in an eternal war because of misunderstandings. But you are normal, just like any other person. And most of us don't realize that. Sincerely, David Kaiser.
Dear Palestine children, I think you are right. You are not terrorists, and people should not judge you. Love, Clara Olson. P.S. We are not terrorists either.
Washington. I am 9 years old. I live in Minnesota. I call it Minnesota because it snows so much. I don't think people should judge other people without getting to know them. After all, kids are kids across the world. We play, have fun, and do what we want as long as it's okay with our parents. We are normal, if there is such thing as normal, because we are all are different. Sincerely, Clara Sorensen.
Thank you. Dear Palestinian kids, from the slideshow, I could tell that you being accused of becoming terrorists really meant a lot to you. After I watched the video, I felt what you felt, accused, alone, afraid, in a jail beyond the wall of life with people who are no different than you are. You're just the same kid down the street, the kid at the store, the kid at the library. I hope things change in the Palestine. Sincerely, Chloe Hauser.
Before you like incense, O God. The voices of our children across the globe, the letters written, the conversations had, the thoughts lifted up. May the conversation always continue. In your name we pray. Amen. Depart in peace as the conversation continues.